Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 3rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's again our joy to prepare and now share this message with you. Today we titled the message, Watch the Lamb. And two seemingly unrelated verses are used today, Mark 15, verse 21, and Revelation 5, verse 12.
A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
In the course of my day, I often see livestock, either in pasture land or gathered in the barn. Yesterday, I was visiting a farm with sheep that were grazing alongside their lambs. In fact, I have a photo I took yesterday up on the website. Later in the day, I passed a beautiful distant meadow dotted with sheep and lambs. This got me to thinking about the different animals referred to in the scriptures during the period from Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem to his bodily resurrection. Ponder this time period in the scriptures and try to make a mental or even written list. If any of you care to write and share that list with me, it'd be interesting.
One animal that comes to mind right away is the lamb, the Passover lamb, which was sacrificed when Christ joined his disciples for the Passover meal, written in Mark 14:12. All through the scriptures, the Passover lamb is a type or symbol of Christ.
In Isaiah's descriptive prophecy concerning the suffering Messiah, he writes in such a way that it makes it seem as though we are bystanders witnessing the horrible slaughter about to take place. He writes in 53 verse 7, "He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth."
When Jesus began his ministry, John declared, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Apostle Paul looked back on the death of Christ and wrote, "Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed."
Among the proclamations made at the throne of God in heaven is the daily verse, the second one. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise."
Ray Bolts, who is probably best known for his song "Thank You," has written a powerful ballad titled "Watch the Lamb" that deals with this subject from the perspective of Simon, who had been forced to carry the cross for Christ. One of the ministry highlights of the church that we pastored in New England was when our young people shared this song as a human video. They did an outstanding job that I think we'll always remember when we hear this song played.
I sure know that Esther will. She was too young to be in the youth group at the time, but really had a lasting touch upon her. Well, "Watch the Lamb" is a song that begins with Simon and his sons entering into Jerusalem on that historical day. As they looked over the crowd that had gathered, the Father told them the spiritual background and significance of the Passover celebration, and stressed that they were to watch the lamb they had brought in to the city for the sacrifice.
The song conjectures that after Simon finished carrying the cross, he stayed at Calvary along with his two sons and witnessed the crucifixion. In the scuffle and confusion of the crowd, the boys had lost the lamb and fearfully told their father, but he recognized that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God being slain for his sins, and he tells his sons to watch the Lamb. It's a song that never ceases to move us every time we listen.
Sure does. Well, do you believe that Jesus is the Lamb slain for your sins? We sure do. Let us together live this day for the glory of the One who once for all died on the cross for our sins as the Lamb of God.
Let's pray together. Father, though many centuries have passed since Christ hung upon the cross for our sins, we continue to watch the Lamb. Our focus does not change, for no human endeavor or invention of man can supply the answer for our sin problem. Our spiritual pardon for sin is found only in the Lamb of God who offered himself to you, Father, as a single sacrifice for our sins, good for all time. This incredible act of mercy we apply to our hearts, sealed to our souls, as we yield to the Spirit who is at work in our frail bodies. Thank you for the richness of friendship and communion with you as one cleansed and forgiven through the sinless Lamb of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine, and excuses for the interruption at a most inopportune moment. A phone rang, and again, a reminder that we do not professionally produce these. We try to do as best job as we can, but we're just two people that love Jesus Christ and seek to share his word from our home. Our web ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is easy to find. It's just dailyencouragement.net. We've written these messages now for over 10 years and find it a great joy to share with people all over the world in various ways using technology. We do have a number of additional features on the site today. We have a couple of photos, one I just took yesterday, another sometime back, of lambs that kind of illustrate the picture, and have music on the site today as well, if you choose to click on the link. And most notably, I found a pretty good quality online audio file of that Ray Bolt song, Watch the Lamb, that you can get to through a simple click. Well, thank you for sharing with us today as you listened, and it's great to know we have listeners. One of the hardest things about this ministry is there's a sense that you don't look at people in the face or one-on-one as you share with them, but we're grateful for the evidence of value of our ministry that many have shared through the years. We hope today's message has been valuable to you as well. Once again, we encourage you to watch the Lamb.